The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, my name is Amy. I am from Dublin, but I live in Kildare. And I am doing the 40-Day Health Challenge because I have two health conditions. So I had gestational diabetes and I have the BRCA cancer gene. And I want to live long for my girls. So I want to be here for my little daughters. I have two daughters who are 2 and 4 months. So
okay.
Yeah.
So life as a mammy is challenging anyway.
Yes. Yeah, it's busy. It's a lot. And you pour so much of yourself into everybody else around you to keep them alive. So yeah, I wanted to do something for me and get myself healthy so that I can give them more.
So up until now, say before you had the children, would you have been fairly well or?
Oh, health-wise?
Yeah.
It wasn't something I thought about. I have a very busy lifestyle. Like I'm an air hostess for Aer Lingus and I just would eat on the go. I'd be out socialising. I never really put much focus on it. And then my mum got sick and she passed away. And then I had my daughters and I realised I actually need to be healthy. Like I am and healthy. Like I've no baseline of health. Mm. We don't have healthy habits in our house. Exercise isn't part of our daily life. And I want to change that. I want to make sure my girls grow up in a healthy, exercising home. So, yeah, that really was.
So an average, say, weekend in your house, would it be like stopping off for fast food?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'd either get up and go for breakfast or go for brunch. Then it's like snacks at home and then it's a takeaway in the evening. Yeah. So it's definitely convenience. Yeah. A lot of treat yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And then working as an air hostess as well, it's tricky to plan what you're going to have and where you're going to be and your time and everything.
Yeah. It's like you're exhausted a lot of time, but it's, you can only have certain foods on the plane because obviously you're limited in what you can cook and eat. And then if you're going to the States, limited in what you can bring. And then you get over there and it's nearly like a mini holiday. So you're like, oh, I'll go here. And you go out for dinner with the crew. And then the next morning you go for brunch. And then you're tired, come home, you're flying through the night. So you eat, you snack, you eat carbs because you need to just keep going. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely got into a really bad habit of just not being any way accountable for my food. I would just eat whatever I wanted. And I didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
Only when my weight started creeping up and up and up. And then you're like, oh, like that's a direct consequence of that. But I never really wrapped my head around that because I didn't have time. I just was so busy. It was too big of a mountain to climb, kind of. But now I'm at the point where it has to, the mountain needs to be tackled.
I'm the exact same. I didn't realise the weight going on.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're like, ooh, like I took out my winter coat from last year and it wouldn't close.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of moments you're like, you actually don't realise it.
Even now, like it's the going, the shopping for nights out and you're like, oh, I need a bigger size than that, or oh, I don't even want to go because I don't like the clothes I have. And like, yeah, it's awful to feel that way. Like, uncomfortable.
Especially, I guess, when you're in a job where you need a uniform.
Yeah. And like, I work with a lot of glam girls. I work with a lot of skinny girls. And
it's not about being skinny.
No, but you know, like you just don't feel great in yourself when you're like surrounded by those people and you want to just, you know, you want to feel the best version of yourself. You want to look well. You want to put your best foot forward. And it's a
glamorous job you do.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I remember I'm now one of kind of the older lemons. And I suppose like I'm there 10 years. So the new people coming in and they are so like so beautiful and they're lovely. And you're like, I just don't. It's not even about them. It's like, I just don't feel great myself. I want to feel, when I look at them, I feel like, oh, they look great. I want to feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel good in my uniform. I want to feel confident in it. You know, I don't want to feel like I just need to constantly cover up all the time because you don't want to show off your arms or you don't want to show off this. And yeah, it's not a nice feeling. So that's why I'm here.
You have two young babies though.
I do. Mm. I do. I wish I could say though that contributed to my weight. I actually lost weight when I was pregnant. So I can't say that my kids are any way to blame. But with them, what I find is I'm so tired from being a new mom, like or being a mom in general, that when the evening comes, that's when I make bad choices because I'm too tired, you know, and you just think, oh, sure, that cupcake won't, you know, that won't matter, or that chocolate biscuit, but it does, I suppose, in the long run.
We talk very much about the physical, the mental side of things. How are you since your mom's passing?
Not great. I mean, I have been. I'd probably, if anyone who knows, would probably go, oh, she's great. She's so strong. Like, I got married 5 weeks after my mum passed away. And to anyone in the room, I was fine. But I just don't like putting people in on my grief. I don't like putting that on people and bringing people down, and I just kind of bottle it all up and be like, I'm fine, I'm so strong, I'm fine. But I mean, I'm not. How could you be? Like, you know, becoming a mum after losing your own mum is horrific. Like, it's absolutely horrific to not have her there for that.
and to not be able to share those moments with her. And, you know, she would have been so excited. Like, the day that they told us she was going to die, the first thing she said was, oh, I won't see your kids. That's all she wanted. Like, that's all she wanted was, she was going to move down. She was going to move house to be nearer to me, to mind my kids. She was going to, like, she just was that kind of person. She was just so excited for that chapter. And to have that robbed from her, I think, plays a lot on my mind. Mm. So, like, when I have my girls and stuff, like, it's just, it's everything, as great as they are, and every moment with them is fab and they're so fun, like, they're great, but everything is sad because she's just not there for it. So, like, their birthdays or their first time they do anything or bringing them somewhere or like Christmas, she's not there for it. And that's just, it's shit. This is no other word for it. Like, it's just shit.
Everyone needs their mammy. Yeah. Don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
And I don't.
No matter how old you are, you just want your mammy.
I don't think people get that. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, like, oh, you lost your mum. Oh, yeah, that's crap. But, and you're like, no, you don't get it. Like, you don't get the void. Like, when you have a baby, you need a village. Mm. And, like, I don't have a village. And she would have been my village, you know? So.
You want your mom to ask her, is this normal? Yeah, or is, like, what should I do for this, for the baby?
Like, even just, I think I read something somewhere that, like, everyone comes to visit the baby, but your parents are the ones to come to visit you because you're their baby. Mm. And it was like, I didn't have that. I didn't have someone looking after me. Like, everyone was so excited for the baby and, you know, oh, are you okay to do this for the baby? But no one was, I wasn't anyone's priority, if that makes sense. Like, not in a bad way, that, you know, yeah. But I really realized that now, when you have a baby, like, you're so vulnerable and you're so needy, not needy, like, but you need support and help and someone to be there to just be like, are you okay? And I found that really hard. Yeah, I found it really hard to just not have that kind of support around me. Like, I have great supporters in my dad and my husband and stuff, but no one is your mom.
It's your mom, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, no one can replace that. Like, no one can step in. And, like, I know everyone says, I had the best mom. Like, she did everything for everyone. She was so loving. She was so kind. And it's a massive, massive void to try and navigate around.
Yeah. It won't be filled. Navigate around is a good way.
Yeah.
What was your mum's name?
Iris.
Iris.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So your mental health needs a little bit of help, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I've really, like, distracted myself by having kids to not deal with my mum's passing. And I looked after everyone else. Like, I definitely took on looking after my dad, and I stepped into the role, I suppose, that my mom would have done for everyone, and, like, trying to keep what she had going with all, like, my nieces and nephews and all that kind of thing. I really was, like, looked after everyone else to just distract myself. And I kind of felt I was keeping her alive by doing that as well. Mm-hmm. If I was, like, doing everything she would have done. Mm-hmm. But I just can't do it anymore. Like, I just don't have anything left to give. And I know myself that I haven't dealt with her passing. It was too big. Mm. It was too huge. Like, to even think about the fact that she's not here is just so colossal. So I know I need to work on kind of moving forward and dealing with that grief.
I think you're in the right place to do that.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, fired, fired,
fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.